Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from Mount Shasta, from the Shasta Rainbow Angels Bookstore and Crystal Shop. And I want to thank them so much for letting me broadcast from here today. Kat, why don't you come on over and just introduce yourself? Go ahead. You're on the air, and you can see if you want to put just say hi.
Hello. Hi.
You've got some incredible stuff here, and I want to highlight a couple of things. These books, one of them's out of print and becoming rare. It's called The Magic Presence, and the other one is called Enfield Mysteries. I saw these on the shelf today and bought it. Both of them are about messages from Saint Germain, who is the patron saint of Mount Shasta. You also have a ton of shungite here. Now, shungite is really wonderful because it can be used to clean out radiation from water. Let me show you this tiny little crystal, this pyramid they've got. It's not very big, but doesn't cost very much. But they've got a ton of crystals here, and they're just lovely people. And I want to thank Kat so much. What's your, let me see here, if I get your website so people can check you out.
It's ShastaRainbowAngels.com.
Okay. Okay, great. And your phone number is 530-926-2311. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, they're barely maybe 2 or 3 miles. No, a little bit further, 10, 12 miles from the mountain. I mean, you can see the mountain outside. It's right up there. So, but it's a beautiful little shop, and I want to thank them so much for letting me broadcast today. They got a ton of cool things. So anyway, I wanted to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support today. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit listener-supported show and supported entirely by contributions. And we really appreciate your support, and anything you'd like to contribute would be really appreciated and accepted. You can go to my BBS website if you like, or to my radio website at outofthisworldradio.net, and anything would be really appreciated. The purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier planet. Today, I'll be talking about my trip to Shasta, all the miracle healings that I did see here, my conversations with Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus, who's in charge of the 2.5 million Pleiadian ships now circling planet Earth. They've been sending lots and lots of positive love and light energy to this planet, and they're helping to switch us from being, perhaps some of us have negative attitudes, to having a much more positive and higher vibration to help with the ascension of the planet. Because we're not supposed to live in disharmony. We're not supposed to be fighting and in conflict all the time. We're supposed to live in a beautiful place. And that's what the purpose of this show is about, is to raise consciousness and help to make this planet a better place. And I'm so happy that you're all listening today and that I'm here. Anyway, Mount Shasta is one of the first places on planet Earth to shift into the fifth dimension. The mountain itself now is at 4.7 dimensional scale. And within a couple of months, by the end of the year, it'll be shifting into 5D. Other places shifting will be Sedona, which is now at 4.1 on the dimensional scale. To parts of Tibet, not under Chinese police state Nazi control, and lots of other places in the planet as well are starting to shift now. By the year 2025, the entire planet will shift into the fifth dimension. And we're going to have a whole new world at that point. I've been talking to the Talosians today, and as well as the Pleiadians aboard the ship, and their experience is very instructive as to what life will be like in this new dimension after 2025. First off, I want to share with you some healings that occurred just yesterday on the mountain. I had a group of people with me from Texas, and one of the people in the group wanted help with her eyesight. So we did a healing for her at a special portal up on Mount Shasta. And within 25 minutes, her eyesight had been restored to 20/20 vision, and she threw her glasses away. True story. And I can't guarantee this kind of thing would happen every time you come to Mount Shasta, because you have to be of a high vibration in a good mood and only want the best for yourself and others. But it did happen, and I saw it with my own eyes. A second lady yesterday had a lot of pain in her joints. She works on a farm in Texas, does a lot of hard work, really nice lady. And she had asked for a healing, and we brought in the Dhamma. And she was healed within about 20, 25 minutes. All the pain's gone now. She's had it for decades. A third person on the trip had a hearing loss in the right ear. And after about 30 minutes of prayers, her hearing was completely restored to normal hearing. So she's quite happy. Other I've seen other people healed completely of Lyme disease within about 30 minutes. I've seen that happen twice. I've seen three or four other people whose eyesight has been completely restored, including my own. For many years, I had 20/50 blurry-eyed vision in my right eye. And about three or four years ago, Adama came to me one night in a dream, and he said, "Ted, you can see spiritually crystal clear now." And he said, "Would you like to see? Would you like to see physically crystal clear?" And I said, "Yes, I'd love it." So he healed my eyesight, and I now see 20/10 crystal clear vision in my eyesight. The other thing too, they healed a few years ago was my heart. I've been working for 24/7 for many years. I don't take many breaks, and they said, "Ted, you're starting to wear out. You need a new heart." And I said, "Okay." And so they put a new heart in there, and it's good for a 1,000-year warranty, at least. I don't know. I'm just joking. I don't know how long, but they did give me a new heart. And so I feel great. And there's been so many healings up on the mountain. And what they do, whatever physical or spiritual problem you may have, they will, thank you. They will heal you on the spiritual level, the higher dimensional level. And that healing will translate physically into a healing in the third dimension. That's how it works, basically. Our medical profession, of course, is well-meaning, but they're rather limited. They stick to the third dimension, which is fine if you've got a broken leg or whatever, and you need to repair it. But if you need spiritual healing, I can't think of a better place to go than Mount Shasta. It's a beautiful place, and it is rapidly ascending into the higher dimensions. And you can feel it when you're here. When I'm here, I get very, very almost, I get like I'm laughing all the time. I'm in a good mood, and nothing bothers me. So anyway, it's a nice place, and I urge you to visit it. But the healings that we got were just so amazing. And then you could feel the Sasquatch around us as well. The Sasquatch are amazing creatures. People don't know the history of the Sasquatch, but, well, I guess I should tell you that they don't like being called Sasquatch because Sasquatch in English means wild man, and they take offense to that. You know, I don't blame them. You know, I mean, if you called humans by a derogatory term, it wouldn't be nice either. So they prefer Chartreuse instead. But they're very beautiful people, if you will. They're a hybrid which were created about 300,000 years ago by a benevolent extraterrestrial race who were like us, but they wanted to jumpstart evolution on this planet. So what they did, they hybridized an ancient sloth that went extinct about 200,000 years ago with people from their race, humans, if you will. And now today there's four different versions of Sasquatch, four different subspecies. There's the ones called the ancient ones. They look just like us, except they've got fine fur all over their body. And if one of the ancient ones, the Chartreuse, mate with a human, they have viable offspring. And that has happened in recorded history, especially when some Native Americans in North America. The second three species get progressively hairier as they have more and more genes from the ancient sloth, but they're all benevolent and they do want to help us. I had a case on my trip back in September 2017 with a lady named Tammy. And Tammy had driven across the country from Minnesota to Minnesota. She was drawn to come here. And so she joined my group. She drove in late one night and she fell asleep in her van. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, she told me that the Sasquatch had surrounded her van and asked her if she wanted a healing. And they asked her if she wanted a healing because she had been a crippled for many years and couldn't walk really well. She had to have crutches. She still drove, but she needed assistance. She had crutches and also a wheelchair. And she said, "Yes, I'd love a healing." So they came up above her campsite, her van where she was parked as part of our group. They beamed a light down to the top of her van. This sounds like Star Trek, but it's all true. And the top of the van opened up. She was transported, like on Star Trek, back to a ship that was from a UFO craft from the Hollow Earth. And they gave her a new set of legs, brand new legs. And then put her back in the van, sealed up the van, and then the next morning we were all fixing breakfast around this campfire, and she started running around the campfires yelling, "I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed," She said, oh, they healed me over and over again. And I said, I went up to her and I said, look, I thought she might have been on drugs or alcohol. I said, look, we don't allow drugs and alcohol on my trips. I'm sorry. You'll have to leave. And she said, no. I'm stone sober. I was healed by the Sasquatch. And so it's a true story. What happened? It was just amazing. But the Sasquatch generally are very benevolent, very loving creatures. When you're out here, you can meet with them. You can communicate with them. Most of the time, you will feel their presence and they'll communicate telepathically. Once in a while, they will show themselves, but they're very reticent about showing themselves because the Atlanteans back, oh gosh, probably about 200,000 years ago started hunting them and they wanted to eradicate them. The Atlanteans also wanted to eradicate all the elves as well, and the gnomes and the little people, and have planet Earth only for themselves. So they wanted to wipe out all these species, which was a shame, really. I mean, it's not only their planet, but it was not only their planet, but other people, other living entities' planet as well. But they are here. All of them are here. So that's why it's hard to find them, but they do come out and you do see them and they're here and they will help us. As we raise our vibration and go higher and higher toward the ascension, healing will be a matter of, it'll be very easy to get healed, I'm told, and we will live to at least 1,000 years and then some. And I'll go over some of the messages I've gotten today. I went up and meditated and I got a lot of messages today from the Pleiadians, my friend Admiral Halosaurus, as well as Dhamma and the people of Telos to share with everyone today. The Pleiadians have a very interesting history. I'll start with them first. I've been here 52,000 years or 720 lifetimes, and I came here to help with the ascension. So this moment for me is especially exciting for me because I've waited tens of thousands of years for this moment in human history. According to Diane Robbins, my good friend, I had her on my show this morning at 10 a.m. She said that this is the seventh golden civilization that's appeared on this planet in the last 12 and a half million years. And this is our final chance at ascension. The rest of the planets in this solar system are waiting for the people on this earth to choose for the ascension, so that the entire solar system, our solar system, and our galaxy can ascend as well. Isn't that amazing? But the amazing thing is, to me, is that we are the laggards. We are the ones who are the slowpokes, the ones who are waiting, that everybody else is waiting for to ascend to the higher dimensions so that the entire solar system can ascend. So it's a very important time. And from what I've been told by my friend, the letter before R, is that the decisions that all of us individually make now will affect humanity for many thousands of years to come. And I'll give you an example of that. We don't really have much freedom in the United States anymore. We have a First Amendment that's mostly on paper. There's certain things I can't say on the air or else I'll get banned and blacklisted. So much for freedom of speech, but I'll talk cryptically to talk about this subject. But the current program of which many people are taking in their arm, what it does, if you do go into the program, it shuts down all of your 8 chakras, and then it also destroys your pineal gland. Now, your pineal gland is located in the middle of your forehead, and it's very important. It allows you to have intuition, but most importantly, allows you to tie in to God. Of the 8 chakra system is also very important because that also connects you with God. The heart chakra, for example, gives you love and compassion. Could you imagine being with somebody or knowing somebody who has no heart, no compassion, no love, no emotions? That's what happens to people when they go into this program. They don't realize it, but once they go into this program with the thing this way, they no longer have any chakra system. It takes some time, it takes a couple of months, but it's alien technology from the reptilians used by the cabal to turn us into people who aren't people anymore. One of the things that the Pleiadians explained to me a couple of weeks ago is that there's a sequence that this alien technology takes. And I'll tell you what they told me how it works. Before you go into the program, your soul is 100% attached to your body. Okay. If you go into the program, then your attachment of your soul to your body drops down to 92%. Then your soul drops to 78%. then 52%. And when I say 52%, that means half, only about half of your soul is attached to your body. The rest of your soul has gone back to the Creator. After that, it drops down to 38% attachment to 19%. So your soul is only attached. 19% of your soul is attached to your body, and then down to zero. At zero, you are a zombie, and your chances of dying are about 98%. From what they told me, so there's very few people that will actually survive this program, because you can't really live without a soul. For those people who do survive this program, they will become the new zombies, the new automatons, the new robots of the new world order for the cabal, who will live without any emotions, without any heart, without any love, without any compassion. And boy, what a world that will be, huh? But it's not our world. It's not my world. And for the majority of people on this planet, it's not going to be their world either, because we are destined to create a much better and happier world. This is what I wrote about in my book, Messages from the Masters. Could you get me a copy of the, thanks, Messages, my Messages book? Yeah, thank you. In the book itself, it has channeled messages from President Kennedy, Nostradamus, Robert F. Kennedy, Nikolai Tesla, the Pleiadians, the Galactic Alliance, and many other wonderful spirits. This is a copy of the book here. It talks about our beautiful, bright future. And everything that I wrote in this book a couple of years ago is coming true now. Nothing has changed in it. And it's a blueprint for ascension for the entire planet. There's even so no matter what the negatives do, they can't stop our ascension, period. Because this has been decreed by the Supreme Being, the Creator of all that is. For this planet, in this solar system, in this galaxy, and the rest of the planets, 40-odd planets in this solar system, and the rest of the billions of other planets, literally billions of other planets in this galaxy, they're all waiting upon us, you and me, to make the right decisions for the ascension. So if you go into this program, it is a big deal, because you've chosen not to be part of the ascension. You've chosen to exit. You've chosen to shut off your compassion, your heart, your ability to connect with God, your intuition. You've chosen another path that is not going to lead you to the ascension. It's not going to lead you to happiness. And you've chosen your way to a slave-like existence. There's a lot of things you can do to reverse that. So it's not all doom and gloom. If you believe in God or a supreme being, I'm not saying this in a religious sense, but if you believe in a higher spiritual forces and you want to live, there's lots of things you can do to reverse this. And I have a free remedy sheet to send anyone who's interested. Just send me an email to outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com. And I'd be more than happy to help send it to you for free. Very simple remedies, which cost very little, and they do work. One of the things I do, I'm very spiritual person, is to do a healing prayer, and it's non-denominational. And I urge if anyone has taken the program, you can reverse the effects of the program by saying this prayer. You can also protect yourself and heal yourself from the shedding as well. And I'll go into the shedding for those who don't know what shedding is. But it's a very simple prayer, and I'll go over it now, and you're welcome to write it down or I can send it to you. You count down from 10 to 1. First off, you say the number 10 and then breathe in and out. 9, then breathe in and out. 8, in and out. 7, breathe in and out. 6, breathe in and out. 5, breathe in and out. 4, breathe in and out. 3, 2, 1, breathe in and out. And then you just snap your fingers. And then you say, I command the Supreme Creator. And I'll repeat that for people to help so they can write it down. I command the Supreme Creator. And I command the Supreme Creation to heal me from the effects of the shedding and or the program. I think you know what I'm talking about. And then you say, I am now completely healed, and I know it to be true. You say with conviction, snap your fingers, and I've seen people spontaneously heal from all the effects of the program, just like that. It's that simple. And sure, there's other remedies as well. This is for the shedding. Shedding occurs if you go into the program and your body becomes a biological weapon, that happens to most people. And it starts producing the dangerous spike protein. One of the problems that I have in my home state in Washington State is our fabulous governor, Jay Inslee, has ordered all the school teachers and nurses and doctors to get the program as well. The problem is, if you've got an elementary school teacher, let's say second grade, and your kids are like 7, 8 years old, guess what? The teacher takes the program, then he or she starts shedding all this crap, and the students start getting sick. And some of them could die from the shedding. But what can I say? People are uninformed about what's going on. So it's a very dangerous kind of situation. Would you go to a doctor who's been taking part of the program? I sure as heck wouldn't, because that doctor has a high percentage chance of shedding as well. So he gets close to you, you're in his office, and you're talking about, you know, whatever medical help you need. All you need to do to transmit the COVID, the spike protein, is for him to breathe on you. In a small little office, the whole place will become infected completely. And this Delta variant is a scam, because that's from the program. That's what people get from the program. And so it's entirely a scam. And one of the things that has come out recently with Cliff High, I don't know if people know about him, but he's a interesting fellow. He does a lot of futuristic things, and he uses a computer program to look into the future. And one of the things Cliff said last week was that people are going to start getting very angry in the next month or two, because they're going to be realizing they're dying from this program that was supposed to keep them safe. And a lot of these doctors and nurses and pharmacists in these hospitals are going to be, they're not going to be very happy with them. And a lot of these people are going to take the matters into their own hands, especially those who have guns. I think you're getting my drift, but that's what he says is coming now, because the government has failed us. The fake Biden presidency is a complete joke. But anyway, and Biden's not going to help you. The cabal's not going to help you. But there are home remedies you can do to help you. So The program is a death sentence only if you don't want to live and you don't believe in a supreme being or God, if you will. For many people, there is help there. I want to tell people that. And I want to get these remedies out to as many people as possible. So if you want a free remedy sheet, and just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. It's an exciting time to be alive. It's a lot like a Charles Dickens novel, where it was the worst of times and the best of times. So, and one thing I like about this shop, Shasta Rainbow Angels here in Mount Shasta, it's the best of times. You've got all kinds of cool stuff here, and the prices are very reasonable. So anyway, I can't enough say good things about them. Yeah, they have other shops in the area, and you're welcome to visit them too. But this shop really is a gem you should visit. It's off of exit, what is it, 736 off of I-5?
38, I think.
Exit 738. So in California, if you're in San Diego close to zero, you only have to drive 730 miles to get here. Not bad. A day drive, you'll get here in about 10, 12 hours or so. But anyway, we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. And that's one of the reasons why I've been broadcasting all these 8 years on my radio shows and doing the interviews, is because I've seen the future. I know we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. And Adamus told me, he told me today, we are literally within days of Biden being arrested for treason, him removed from office, Mr. T coming back into office. But more than that, this program where they're trying to kill people and disable them, that's going to be ending here very shortly. And we will start, we've already been ascending as it is, but the negatives are doing everything they can to try to stop us. And I know it's not gonna work. It's gonna fail. I've also been in contact with the Talosians for the last couple of weeks while I've been here. And what they have to say is absolutely fascinating. We covered much of this material this morning from 10 to 11:30 a.m. with my good friend Diane Robbins, who's a channeler for Adama, and she's been into Telos many times. But I'll give you an example of what we talked about. The people who living in Telos are fifth dimensional people. They're full of love, very benevolent. They don't, because they're in a higher dimension, the fifth dimension, they still eat, but they don't eat, they don't need to eat like we do. There's not that perception, because they can live off the prana of the earth and prana of the universe. Isn't that interesting? They're very loving and benevolent people. And when people get sick, there's really no such thing as a doctor per se. in Telos, but they learn to heal themselves. And we're going to be learning to heal that as well. One of the things Adama told me today with the lady, for example, who had her eyesight restored and threw away her glasses yesterday afternoon, Adama helped with the healing. And I brought in Adama and he helped with the healing for her healing. But really, it was God or the Supreme Being within all of us. And once you tap into that, you can perform absolute miracles. And I guess that's the most dangerous part of this program, because it takes God out of your existence, takes God out of your body by destroying your pineal gland, by destroying all your chakras. Makes no sense to me unless you wanted to create robots, complete robots. One of the things that Diane Robbins and I talked about this morning, and she had some really good points to say about the history of this planet, is that during the Atlantean times, Atlantis was a male-dominated cerebral civilization where thought, logic was highly valued. So they're very good in the technology and the sciences. The Lemurians, on the other hand, were very heart-centered. They were very loving and compassionate people. And she said that the plan was to marry both of those together to create a paradise on Earth between the logical mind of the logical mind of the Atlanteans and the heart mind that's in everyone's heart in the Lemurians. And ever since civilization, the Atlantis blew up the Earth back about 12,500 years ago. And ever since that time, I think the planet's been dominated by this cerebral kind of male energy. But finally, women now are finally taking the power back. And for everybody, men and women both, are starting to discover their own intuitive powers leading into God. And that's very important. So regardless of what sex you are, we all have that tie into God. And the problem with the program, of course, is that you don't have a tie into God anymore. You're become a biological automaton. But there are remedies available, and we are getting help. And I want to tell everyone that the purpose of this show, of course, is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. That's why I've been working so hard all of these 8 or 9 years on my shows to help raise consciousness and bring that breath of fresh air to humanity, because we deserve better. We don't need to live in conflict and hatred and fighting for material goods that we don't need. We need to live in harmony and peace. And with the new planet coming, with the new age coming, one of the first things we'll be getting is free energy. There's no reason why we should spend any money at all on oil, because it's part of the planet. There's free energy available, and it's been available actually for a long time. Along that as well, there will be no such things as disease in this planet, because disease, if you look at the word disease, it's split into two infinitives, dis and ease, where people are not balanced with the environment, with themselves, or with others. But as we move to a harmonious planet full of love and light, the whole nature of disease will change, and we won't have it any longer. We'll be living a long, long time. Won't that be amazing? How would you all like to live about 1,000 years? wouldn't that be amazing? But it's coming, and Adama, everything Adama told me and my higher spirit friends have told me in the past have all come true. They've never been wrong. In all the years I've been in touch with the other side, never, not even once been wrong. We can change things, however, with our free will, but they've never been wrong on anything. And so I trust them, and I believe what they say is that we are literally days away from things changing. One of the things that the cabal or the negatives are going to do at the end of this month is they're going to start causing artificial food shortages, fuel shortages, all kinds of different supply chain problems. And you're starting to see this now in the supermarkets. I don't want anyone to go panic and go out and buy $1,000 worth of food tomorrow. But if you did have some extra food for the next month or two, I think it would be a wise thing to do. But just know that this is going to be very short-lived, and we will get through it if it does happen. And if I'm wrong, then you've got extra food, you know, for time later. I went to a store the other day, and they had a sale on chocolate peanut butter jars of chocolate peanut butter that was organic. 64 cents, how can you lose? So I bought a whole bunch, and I figure in 50 years, they'll probably be worth something. In a million years, if I don't use them, they'll become fossilized. And then future generations of people will say, well, what did they have in this? But at any rate, you can always eat the food if you're wrong. But anyway, it's always fun to think about. I'll be having a program on soon with the letter before R, and I'm going to plan to ask those questions as well. But be prepared, as they say in the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, just be prepared for what's could be coming. I'm not a doom and gloomer, but I do believe that we should be. If you see things on the horizon coming, that there are things you should prepare for. This whole thing about Biden requiring the program before foreigners come into the United States is absolutely ridiculous in my opinion. And also, why would you want to subject these poor people coming into the United States to getting potentially killed by this program that they have to have just to come here? If you are coming to this country, I would wait until Biden's arrested, put in jail, and executed for treason, which should be within about 2 months. I'm looking at 2-3 months. He should be gone. He'll be tried for treason by a military court. And the death penalty, the penalty for treason, for voter tampering, voter fraud, is death in the military code of justice. So I don't think he'll be around very long. Actually, I was told that the real Joe Biden was already executed. So we've got a clone. Look at his news conferences, for example. You ever see the hand going through the computer generated image, the CGI, the green screen? That's not a real person. I'm sorry, you know, but that's not a real person. And I think the media has inflated him. And I think he's also portrayed by several actors as well. So I don't think he's even around anymore. He's sort of like a puppet that does whatever he's told to do. But be prepared, my friends. The truth is going to come out. I had a lady on my show about 7 years ago now, Susan Miller, in April 2000. What was it? 2014. Wonderful lady, wonderful astrologer from New York City. And Susan said one thing. She said to me in my show, and I'll always remember it, that this was a time of truth, that things that are true will become evident as being true, and those that are false will become evident as being false and will fall by the wayside. So we're seeing that now. And some psychic friends tell me, the old decaying civilization is not going to be possible to hang on for very much longer. What I've been told is that all the reptilians and the negative ETs will be gone off the planet by the end of this year. So we'll have the parts of the Illuminati left next year to deal with, but slowly and slowly their power is waning and is starting to go away. What will life look like after we ascend into the fifth dimension? Well, first off, according to all the timelines I've looked at, we will be shifting into the fifth dimension by the year 2025. And that's just right around the corner. It's less than four years from now or so, maybe 3.5, depending how you look at it. And when we do, there's going to be a lot of changes. First off, we're going to have free energy so that we won't, combustible engines of automobiles now will be replaced by free energy cells within each one of them. But won't that be interesting? So you'll be able to drive a car forever without even paying anything for fuel. That'll be fun. Second thing is that the medical care system will completely change. Unfortunately, many of the doctors, nurses, and pharmacists in the United States and other countries have taken the thing in your arm. And many of those will be dying by next year. With them gone, hospitals I see consolidating quite a bit to provide healthcare services. But because there will be a shortage of doctors and nurses in this country and many other countries around the world, spiritual healers will become very popular. And they will do great work for many people. So I see the medical profession completely changing in the coming years, and it's going to be an amazing time. You know, I've heard many times that there are cures for cancer, but they've been suppressed by big pharma and big government. But those are going to come out next year because people are going to demand the truth, and they won't accept it anymore. Also, you have to think of Mother Earth too. Gaia, or Mother Earth, is a living entity, and she's pretty tired of being polluted and destroyed and abused by some people on this planet. Well, many of those people who've taken the program will be gone by next year. And I was given this message about negative people leaving the planet many years ago, and many years ago, I was told that there would be a split between those who were ascending and those who aren't, or chose not to ascend. I didn't know how it would work out, because in years past, we've always had a world war or a conflict where a lot of people would exit. But this time, it's different. And I had no idea it would be through this SHOT program, but it is going to happen. And actually, it's already happening now. If you look at the latest VAERS website, which is a government website on the number of injuries and deaths from the program, I think it's already up to something around 650, 750, 750,000 deaths and injuries from the program. Actually, there are more deaths from this program this year, cumulatively, than all the programs that have ever been done for the last 30 years for all the shots. It's amazing, really, but you're not going to read that on CNN, which continues to spread lots of misinformation to people around the world. But trust your heart mind. If there's two different kinds of minds people have. People have a logical mind, which is the male energy, and the heart mind, which is the intuitive female energy. If you pay attention to your heart mind, you'll never go wrong. And perhaps that's one reason why women today on this planet are leading the way toward a spiritual revolution and evolution of planet Earth right into the fifth dimension. And it's about time. Men, of course, are waking up too. I'm a man, but I also pay very close attention to my intuitive side as well, because everybody has the heart mind and the logical mind. And as you go into the higher dimensions, thoughts are things in the fifth dimension. So you have to pay very close attention to your thoughts, because they are things. I can't wait to talk to you all in a couple of years when this, all these conflicts are resolved on this planet, and we really will evolve into a new paradise. The other thing I want to tell you too is that President Kennedy, bless his soul, in his book, in my book, The Messages from the Masters, talked about the things that he would have done, that would have happened had he lived. And it's an amazing read. One of the things that would have happened is that we would have never gone to Vietnam War. It's the first thing. Isn't that amazing? 42,000 American men and women, service people, would have never been killed in that war. Hundreds of thousands of poor Vietnamese would have never been slaughtered in that war, had President Kennedy remained president. Second thing he said is that the Federal Reserve would have been completely abolished by now, many years ago. And also, too, we would be shifted already into the fifth dimension, and we would be exchanging ambassadors with other benevolent civilizations on this and other planets. So we would truly have a paradise on Earth. Because it's the destiny of this planet to shift into the higher dimensions, we are approaching that now, and it is going to happen. There is absolutely nothing the cabal and the negatives can do to stop it. They can try to slow it down, of course, and they have, but it's not going to be ultimately successful. If you look at most police state fascist Nazi type organizations and governments around the world, their longevity has always been limited. In Nazi Germany, for example, they were the rulers of Germany from 1933 to 1945, relatively short time of 12 years. They did a lot of damage, of course, and they killed or murdered 6 to 10 million poor Jewish people, but they were relatively limited. With this current program, with the current world population of 8 billion, and we're looking at a probable death rate from the program of 2 billion people. What the cabal and the big Pfizer and the pharmaceutical companies are doing now really is far greater damage to humanity than anything that Adolf Hitler did in World War II. People will start realizing that later this month, as more and more people die from the program, as the cold and flu season comes upon North America and the Northern Hemisphere, because the program itself weakens your immune system, makes you open to a lot of different diseases, and your body breaks down. Anyway, that's a whole nother topic, but just know that there are good times ahead for all of us, and I can't wait personally for the future. What will the future look like past 2025? Well, let's look at truth, for example. Truth will become the currency of the day. The lies that you see now on the mass media-controlled police state we have here in North America will be gone, because they'll have to tell the truth. And they are They are, and I can't wait for that time. And this new period of evolutionary growth and the truth will be with us for tens of thousands of years. It will truly be a fascinating new age. There's something else fun I want to tell you. In about 4000 AD, Nostradamus has told me that the humans on this planet will become a space-faring race, and we will go off into the universe to establish new colonies and different planets. We will become like Jean-Luc Picard or the old Star Trek Captain Kirk. We will really go off into the universe and establish new civilizations, and we will go where no one has gone before, and it'll be an amazing time. That's about 2,000 years off. Of course, after the ascension, after 2025, when people start slowly expanding their lifespan to 1,000 years, 2,000 years really is not that much of a jump. There are people within Telos, I've met, Adama, for example, I've met who are 25,000 years old. Adama's 25,000 years old, but you know, I got to tell you, he looks no older than 29 or 30. And that's something else for women who are interested in, you know, like getting hair cream and skin creams and all kinds of different things. If you become, that's fine, but if you become more spiritual, that actually can reverse the aging clock. So you can look a lot younger. So for those of you interested in looking younger, just become more spiritual. It's cheaper than buying a lot of cosmetics, and it does work. we're in for a beautiful new age. One of the things I want to tell you is that for people who are interested in crime and doing bad things to people and lying and cheating and stealing, well, past 2025, you won't be able to do that. Why? Because the courts and the government and judicial system, they'll be able to just look at somebody and tell them what they're thinking, and they'll be able to read their mind. Won't that be amazing? Let's say you've got a relationship between a husband and wife, and the husband tries to tell the wife, or the wife tries to tell the husband a little white lie. Then the other party will be able to see it right away. And that's true for courtrooms will become very interesting places too, because if you've got a criminal defendant and he or she is charged with a crime, guess what? The judge, all that needs to be done, the judge and the prosecutor and the other defense attorneys, they'll just look at their clients and they'll say, you're guilty or you're innocent, and let them go. The American Bar Association today says that up to 25% of the people in our prisons are innocent. Can you believe that? What kind of society is that throw people in jail who are innocent? But anyway, it'll be a welcome change, I think. And so it'll get to the point where people will no longer commit crime because they won't be able to get away with it, period. You won't be able to tell a lie either. You know, if there's a fake president like Biden and he's CGI screen and he's actually Jim Carrey with his plastic thing on his face, you'll be able to see right through it. They won't be able to do it. Here's a funny thing. You know, his White House a couple of months ago, it was so hilarious. I don't know if you caught this or not, but they had the so-called White House was some, whose studio? It was out in Los Angeles or Hollywood Studios he was using. And the back of the backdrop of the studio, the walls of this studio prop were open because they hadn't used enough glue or you know, duct tape to tape it together. That was our press, the leader of the free world, so-called free world. But the other thing, too, is that if you've seen him on CNN, the other news outlets, you've seen pictures of him flying in Air Force One. You know what that plane was? That's from an old Hollywood prop they would use. If you look at Air Force One closely, he's not allowed to fly on Air Force One because he's a fake president. And the real government's not going to let him fly on the real Air Force One. Trump flies on Air Force One, but not Mr. Biden. Anyway, we could go on to that for a while. But The other funny thing about Biden is that during the campaign, I always used to see pictures of him grabbing the breasts of young girls and young women. But you don't see that now that he's become president. I guess he's got more important things to do. I don't know. But anyway, I should probably stop talking about it. But all of this is going to come showing what people are really all about. One of the things that Nostradamus has told me, too, that government will become a lot smaller in the future. Because they won't need to regulate us like they have in the past, because people will know how to act. They won't commit crime. They'll treat each other with respect and love. And you won't have the bad actors that we have today. I mean, this planet really, if you look at it, is really a mixed bag. But it's a lot. There's a lot of good people here. And most people want to live in harmony, I think. Most people want to tell the truth. Most people want to treat each other with decency, love, and respect. And they don't want to fight anymore. And that's kind of a dead-end street anyway. And that's what I like about shops like Shasta Rainbow Angels, because they spread a lot of love and light in the world, and they're good-hearted. And a lot of places like that, there's many people in the world like that. And I think if you asked most people what kind of world they'd like in, they would tell you immediately they would love to see a happier world full of love, peace, and harmony, and not the fighting that we still have today. One of the interesting things that the letter before R told me last week is that as we ascend into the fifth dimension, after 2025, many of the borders around many countries will completely disappear, because people will realize that we are all one. And if you are all one, then why would you have a border separating people from each other? I know that maybe sounds like alarming, but that's what they said. That's what he said. He said that once people realize that we are all one, the cultural differences that we have today, the language differences especially, will disappear, because people will be communicating telepathically with their thoughts. So as you go into the fifth dimension, thoughts are things. One of the funny things that the Pleiadians have told me, and also I've heard this story too from Alex Collier regarding Andromedans, they're very careful who they allow in their ships, because the ships respond to people's thoughts. And if you're up on the flight deck of the Pleiadian mothership, and I've been up there before, and you have a bad negative thought, you can screw up the propulsion systems. You can put the ship into a dive or a tizzy. You could even blow it up if you got angry enough. And so they're very careful about who goes on board, because they don't want people with, you know, who are full of anger and fighting and everything. No way. They don't allow people on. There was a story that Alex Collier told me years ago. He's been in contact with the Andromedans, the people from the Andromeda galaxy, for many years. And when he first went aboard one of these Andromeda ships, there was a bunch of small children on the ship. They were humans, but they have blue skin, but they're just like us otherwise, in a higher dimension. And those children were told that Alex was from Earth, and all the kids ran away. They said, "Oh my God, somebody from Earth, let's get out of here." Because they know what goes on here. It's a lot of conflict and a lot of fighting and everything. Of course, Alex is a very peaceful, loving person. So, I think he did pick up with the kids later, but anyway, that's how they view us. On Shasta before, a couple of years ago, I was up on the mountain. And I was sitting on this rock at a portal meditating, and I could feel like little hands playing with my hair. I looked around. I couldn't see anybody there. And then it dawned upon me, oh, those are the kids from Telos. They're here having fun with my curly hair. So that was fun. Other times when I've left crystals and rocks and stones up in the mountain in portals, and I've left them there to absorb the positive energy from the Telos and from the energy of the mountain. I come back maybe in a couple hours and the crystals would be gone. And what happens is that the kids from Telos like to go up there and they'll take your crystals. Don't get upset. They have fun with it. Yeah, they have fun with it. So if you do that, don't worry. It's not some thief coming in, going in. So the kids like to have fun too. So that's one thing I want to tell you. If you're out here, if you go to a sacred portal, regardless whether it's in Mount Shasta or any other place here on the planet, a lot of sacred portals, bring a little crystal, clear quartz crystal or rose quartz crystal, and leave it at the entrance to the portal, because it'll absorb the positive energy. And once you've absorbed that energy, you can take it with you wherever you go. And it's as nice, actually, to have that kind of energy. After being here now for almost 2 weeks, I feel like I'm floating and on top of the world, and I know I'll have this energy for some time to come, especially when I go to Sedona. Sedona is the second place to ascend into the higher dimensions, and so I'm so happy this will happen. What's interesting about the ascension, it's not going to happen uniformly all at once all over the planet. It'll happen in different pockets. So depending upon people's consciousness and what kind of negative or positive energy is there, it'll happen. Seattle, for example, won't ascend until toward the end of this cycle, 2024, because there's a guy named Bill who lives there. He's got a computer company and a product called Windows. I don't want to say his name on the air, but because of him and other negative elements, it's going to be a little slower there. It's coming, but it's going to be a little slower. Other places will be much faster. Japan, for example, which believes has an ancient tradition of Shintoism, which believes that there's a spirit behind every inanimate and animate object, they will be the first country to as a whole to ascend into the fifth dimension. And that's happening within about 6 to 8 months. So we can look forward to that. Other countries will start to ascend as well. Cusco, in the Sacred Valley, and Pisac, that area in Machu Picchu, are already starting to ascend now. It's not as fast as it could have been because the cabal put on this fake scamdemic, plandemic, whatever you want to call it, but it is happening there too. And the negative entities can't stop it because we are on our way to a beautiful new planet. The purpose of this show is to make this world a better place. And I want to thank everyone for all these years for all their beautiful love and support. With this show today, my listener audience is now about 7.5 million people in over 100 countries, a new record. And so it's been an amazing thing. I surpassed 2 million people, I think, about 2 months ago, and it's just kind of gone straight up like that. So people want the truth. They're tired of being lied to. And there's a real split happening right now. And as President Kennedy has told me many, many times, leave no neighbor behind. If you have friends or family that need spiritual help, give it to them, because as much as possible, with as much love and compassion as possible. Because as President Kennedy has told me before, if you want to change the world to make it a better place, look no further than your family, because those are the people who often need it most. I know a lot of people are still asleep up there, but their worldview is going to be changing in the next month, as there's going to be a lot of disclosures coming out. So be prepared. There's going to be some shortages coming up. So be prepared for that as well. It's a beautiful world. We're meant to create a much better and happier place. And I know that if everyone can work together, we will create a much better and happier world. One of the things I haven't liked during this scamdemic is the way it's divided people, and unnecessarily, by the way, and all the cancellation of different events and people getting on. I mean, that has moved to the computer, and that's fine to a limited extent, but people need each other. They need to interact with each other. You know, we're not total AI. We're not married to our computer. Sure, a lot of us work on the computer, but the bottom line is that we still need people. And that's what they've tried to do during this whole scamdemic, is to separate people from each other without the benefit of human contact. And that's what we need. We're social creatures and we need each other. And we need each other more than we do AI, and more than we do any computers. And any government leader who tells you that you should be separated by 6 feet or wear these face diapers, in my opinion, are not worth supporting, because it's overreaction, and all it does is generate fear. Many people have talked about how if you're fearful and if you're negative, your health actually goes down, and you need to always maintain a positive attitude if you're to make this world a better place. Could you grab me the messages from Masters, if it's okay, Kat? It's over there. Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that I really like about Dr. Emoto's work is that, thank you so much. This is sold here by the Shasta Rainbow Angels, is that Dr. Emoto found back when he was doing his research that positive attitudes, positive thoughts can help people's health as well. And he had a term for that. He said everything was hado, or vibration in Japanese. And if you fix the hado, if you fix the vibration and it made it higher, you could help almost any physical or spiritual condition. And in his book, this was a best-selling book back in 2007, 2012, called The Hidden Messages from Water. It sold millions of copies in the New York Times best-selling list. If you send a a beautiful, if you send good thoughts to water, like here's Mount Fuji, send thoughts to Mount Fuji, this beautiful water crystal pattern. He has, this book is full of all these beautiful water crystals. On the other hand, if you send negative thoughts to water, it disintegrates. And here's tap water, for example, which is Paris, London, and Tokyo. You can see it here in the book. And all the, there's no more beautiful water crystals. The water is completely disformed. But the main message of this book, Hidden Messages from Water, is that our thoughts are things in the fifth dimension. And if we want to help us create a much better and happier world, we have to think good thoughts about people, about ourselves, and remain positive. I would turn off the television set, turn off the radio to negative programs, which all talk about doom and gloom. These negative entities feed off fear, and don't give it to them. Give them love, happiness, and hope for the future, because that's what we need to create a better world, not negativity and fear. That is falling by the wayside. That's what the cabal and the reptilians feed off of. And I feel sorry for them locked in that paradigm. But we have a beautiful future ahead of us, and I want everyone to know that. I'm having a special program next week on October 16th, commemorating the life and times and the beautiful work of Dr. Emoto. I'll be having on Michiko Hayashi, the wonderful director, beautiful director of the Emoto Peace Project, as well as others on to talk about his wonderful work. Also, I'll be focusing on the beautiful Hopi Indians too. We've been raising money for clean water for the Hopi. Their water is so bad. It has so much radiation in it on the reservation that men only live to about 44 years on average, and women live to 54 years. Back in 2018, when I started raising funds for the Hopi, since that time, I've personally raised somewhere, I don't know, $35,000, $40,000. And then American Airlines, thanks to the help of President Trump about a year ago, urged American Airlines to get involved through their America Cares, American Ambassadors program. And they donated another $20,000 for clean water for the Hopi. Recently, my good friend, Liam McLaughlin, who's the head of the Washington Clean Water Foundation in Seattle, said that he has gotten now hold on to your seats, I'm not making this up, a $500,000, $500,000 contribution by Swedish Medical Center, Children's Hospital in Seattle, for clean water for both the Hopi and Navajo. So they will no longer drink radioactive water ever again. The way we're doing it is Leon contacted a water manufacturer that agreed to provide water filters at cost to take out the radiation from their water supplies. And he's doing such beautiful work. I'll be going down there next week to meet with the Hopi as well. But they're beautiful people. They had a food shortage last year and earlier this year during the pandemic. And we've been able to get money to them to buy food. And we also transport food items to there. They're still needing food. If you'd like to contribute, just go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. That's outofthisworldreadings.com, and donate whatever you like. And 100% of your contributions go to get clean water for the Hopi. But Dr. Emoto's work lives on. I'll be devoting all of my shows next week to talk about his work, as well as the Emoto Peace Project and the beautiful things we can do to make this world a much better and happier place. And with that, I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio is a labor of love for me. And it's supported entirely by listener contributions. If you'd like to contribute, $1 is fine, $5, $10, whatever you can afford is always wonderful. And we always really appreciate your help. Just go to my website on BBS Radio. You can donate there, or you can go to my regular radio website at outofthisworldradio.net and contribute whatever you like. And, I've said this several times during the show today, but I want to tell you all that we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. And this is what my friends on the other side, President Kennedy, who I'm in touch with sometimes almost daily, Nostradamus, and all the other beautiful spirits have told me that we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. If you want this book, it's just like $20 or $21. Just go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can order a copy if you want want a reading. With that, I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Adama thanks you as well for all your love and support, as does at Palladian Admiral Halosaurus. If you want to send love and light to the Palladians, put your hand over your heart, bow your head, and send them lots of love and light. They always appreciate that. For the Talosians and Adama, they ask for two hands over your heart. Send them lots of love and light. And I thank you. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. I can't wait to see you next Saturday. We'll be broadcasting from Sedona, and I'll be commemorating the life and work of the of Dr. Emoto and his in Ichikawayashi and all the people in the Emoto office in Tokyo and also the Hopi Indians who are getting clean water finally now after so many years of drinking radioactive water. Anyway, thank you so much, everyone, for all your love and support. I hope you have a beautiful and happy day. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.